time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When Norm was out on the casting call, who did Cheers turn to?
The police!
When Mike Tyson became the youngest heavyweight champion in history and no sparring partners could be found, who did the champ turn to?
The police!
Now, this world-renowned barfly slash pugilist has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul LaVoy!
His pronouns are he, him, and hungry. Really?
All right, well, hopefully it all works today. Sometimes you never know when Marissa June's on the board and you haven't worked today, you know, like took yesterday off and they had common ground. Marissa runs the board.
Oh, okay.
See, there you are blasting
me.
Oh,
was I blasting?
Yeah, that wasn't your fault. That wasn't your fault. I blame the children in the building. I'm kidding, Marissa. I'm getting the evil eye.
Oh,
right now.
The evil eye.
The evil eye.
She's got you.
Yeah.
Air punching. Look out, Paul.
The Bielecki curse. I don't know what you call it. Anyway, welcome to Speak Out, everybody. And yes, my pronouns, we were just talking before the show. I'm hungry.
Yeah, we don't normally do the show at the 12 o'clock hour, so it's like, whoa, no wonder.
I'm normally strapping on the feedback during the 12 o'clock hour, folks. It is Wednesday, November 12th, 2025. And I don't want to say happy Veterans Day, but it was nice to commemorate Veterans Day yesterday.
Yes.
And all the veterans that had walked in the parade and participated in the festivities or the commemorance. What do you call that?
Commemoration.
Commemoration.
Commemorative.
At Wheeler Park.
Uh-huh.
There was a big to-do out there.
Yep.
Nice solemn ceremony. And have you seen the Christmas tree that's going up out there?
Pretty cool. They're building that whole thing. It's like a giant structure.
It's a cleaner version than that one. And where is it? Somewhere in L.A., that big spire
that's all
graffitied.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's kind of famous from films.
Yeah.
You know, like Colors or wherever. You know?
Is that in Watts or something?
I think it is.
Is.
I think it is.
Yeah.
I'm not a L.A. suburbia, you know, expert, but I'm thinking you're right. It's either Compton or Watts.
Yeah, it's right down there.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure because I can picture what you're talking about in my mind.
That's
like
a down there. That's
picture.
Not up there or over there.
Over there.
It's a down there.
When I say down there, it was because it was south of
you
where
I used to live.
You
were in Monrovia or what? Everything's down there, right?
Everything was south of me.
If you're in Pasadena, I don't know where you were. So anyway, welcome to the show. That's Michelle Ford.
Thank you, Paul.
Membership Investment Manager, the MIM of the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce, not to be confused with my Aunt Mim.
Right. What is your Aunt Mim? Is she still alive?
No. She.
Okay, never mind.
I think she was 93 when she died, though.
All right. Well, you're going to have to bring a picture or something one of these days, Aunt Mim.
Never married.
Uh-huh.
Staunch, devout Catholic. That's it. Devout Catholic.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Like Mass on Wednesday. You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So she was multiple times away.
Oh yeah, and volunteered in the rectory and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know. So
mm-hmm.
Anyway, welcome to the show, and we've got a full host of guests today. How's that?
All right.
Ashley Wood's going to be here from River Cities United Way, and then we have Kawina Tapscott and Vanessa Leeson are supposed to be in from Seroptimus. I didn't send the confirmation email, but they said someone will be there, and there were like three or four emails exchanged last week, so I'm not going to worry about it.
Yeah, I'm sure they've got it on their calendars. So they're pretty put-together people.
Before we get to the big chamber news, and by the way, we are broadcasting from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with No Sink. Fine City Maytag at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Before we get to the chamber, though, this is big. This is super, super big. For those of you who don't know, Lake Havasu High School won in the first round of the playoffs on Friday.
Really?
35-0. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's fantastic.
Against
way to go.
Sierra Linda was ranked number 23. I say we because I played for them, you know. No, because I announced the games. At number 10. Thank you, Marissa. Did you get, I don't know, did you update the Sunday games?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess you did. Perfect. Thanks. She checked it. She matched it because that's the only thing I had left. I do have the sports schedule, and Lake Havasu High goes on to round two, and now Jim Chaney and I drive to Tucson.
Oh.
On Friday.
Nice little drive.
It's 5.5 hours. It's actually past Tucson, but it's not quite as far as Green Valley. It's,
okay.
I'm familiar with that area. That's between Tucson and Nogales. It's Micah Mountain High School, and they're the defending 4A champions.
Oh,
but
wow.
They're not ranked number one. They're ranked number seven this year. So it'll be the Micah Mountain Thunderbolts, the Fighting Knights on 980 AM and KNTRSports.com. You might want to put the www in front of it.
Right.
For some reason it helps when you're trying to get it. Different things pop up. So anyway, it's the Arizona 4A playoffs round two.
Round two.
And they're leaving on Thursday.
Wow.
I'm getting coach's interview right before they board the bus and leave. So
how exciting. I mean, do you happen to know if they're favored, even though they're going to be playing this team that's defending?
It's number seven versus number 10. We've got a backup quarterback, but he's got five or six starts as a backup quarterback.
Really?
So Halo Jump's doing a heck of a job.
Okay.
So the good news is on Thursday, not the good news that Brian's not doing the show. He's not doing the next two shows, but we're going to have Coach Thompson for an extended period on Thursday. We'll have him for about 20 minutes instead of our usual 10.
Okay.
So that'll be nice. But anyway, just wanted to make everybody aware that we will have the Fighting Knights game on Friday night, and that kickoff is at 7, the pregame's at 6:40. And, we're excited.
That's exciting.
We're excited around here.
Yeah, so people that can't make it all the way out there can still listen in.
I think they're more excited
that, along with the team.
That Paul Lavoie is going to be 6 hours from Havasu. So, anyway, you have a lot of events to talk about.
Oh, my gosh. It is officially, like, event season for the Chamber. So, yeah, we've got a lot going on. So, coming up on the 19th, we have it's a lunch and learn. You know, that we have, it actually benefits the Chamber Foundation.
What's the topic?
It's going to be Public Speaking 101 by our very own Mayor Cal Sheehy.
Oh.
From 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. at the Chamber office at 314 London Bridge Road. It's $5, and there's lunch.
What's for lunch?
It's whoever our lunch sponsor is, which I don't know who that is, unfortunately, right now. But
you're flying by the seat of your pants.
I sure am.
Okay. And when is that?
That's on the 19th.
Okay.
It's a week from today.
Oh, you're fine.
11:30 to 1. And then the next day, on the 20th, we have our after-hours mixer at Goldwater Bank, right down the street on Acoma Boulevard. From 5 p.m. until 6:30.
That would be up the street.
Up the street from here?
It's uphill.
I guess I always want to say down, don't I? Yes. Are you down with that, Paul?
No. Because
okay.
It's up the street. It's uptown.
It's uptown from here.
Okay. Right.
And then on the 26th, we're having a child care solutions for employers from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. That's another lunch thing. So come on out. Child care, apparently, is at a crisis level around here. So the Chamber is doing our part to try to help solve that particular problem. And then, of course, coming up, we have on the 5th of December at National Bank of Arizona, we have our AM exchange from 7 in the morning until 8 a.m. And, you know, that's not only for Chamber members. We're actually looking for all members of the business community to come out, network, get to meet each other, and, you know, become a stronger referral network. And then, drum roll, please.
Uh-oh.
I
didn't get paid for this one, so I don't know.
This
I got to check this one out.
from December 5th and 6th. So just after our AM exchange, okay, we're heading down to Standard Wash near Campbell Ready Mix for our annual Desert Bash poker run. It's so fun, you guys. Those of you that love side-by-sides, or you've got your Can-Ams, your off-road vehicles, it's an off-road poker run. So fun. Camping, bonfire, we've got bands. It's going to be fantastic. So please check it out. Tickets are still available at HavasuChamber.com.
Tickets for the bash itself?
Yeah, we have a few tickets left for the bash itself. It sells out every year.
Uh-huh.
But we're also looking for additional sponsors. So if you have a business and you would like to get your name out there, we're looking for additional sponsors for Desert Bash. You can get more information about our sponsorship opportunities at HavasuChamber.com. Also, on December 18th, we're having our monthly mixer at the London Bridge Resort. Now, I know I'm going to be, because I'm not going to be here for December's Speak Out, I want to let everybody know about
it. Oh, good call. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, send me an email or send me some reminders and I'll let people know. Yeah, it's just a scheduling glitch, if
right.
you will.
Yeah.
Or just a last-minute scheduling thing. And we don't have the last 2 weeks of the month to play with scheduling. We're off. We have a holiday break for Speak Out.
Wow, there's such a thing.
That's kind of why I don't have a holiday break from the office, trust me.
Right.
It's a holiday break from Speak Out. So, no, send me some a reminder via email or text or whatever, and I'll definitely get that out there for you.
That is so great, Paul.
Or over there. Or up there.
Up there, down there, sideways.
Right.
Yeah, because it's our biggest mixer of the year at London Bridge Resort. Plus, we're kicking off their 12 days of Christmas with a ribbon cutting on December 3rd. And so, I mean, that event is also fantastic. But they decorate and they go all out for the holidays. So we'd love to have everybody out there on December 18th to enjoy the mixer with us. And I would be remiss if I didn't also talk about Winterfest. You guys, Winterfest, of course, is completely sold out. It's January 31st and February 1st, 2026. So we have no more booths available and a waiting list of over 100 vendors, but we are still looking for sponsors. So if you missed the opportunity to get a booth, but you still want your business to be represented and get some shout-outs and marketing love, please contact Amanda at HavasuChamber.com. Her email address is events@HavasuChamber.com, and we would love your sponsorship. And then, of course, the final major first annual event that we're having, it's the Women's Elevate and Empower Wellness Retreat happening April 17th until the 19th. That's also happening at the London Bridge Resort. We're calling it kind of a staycation because it's a multi-day event happening at the resort. We've got incredible guest speakers coming. Jen Buck and Mandy Gill, and so it's going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. So for you women out there, particularly women business owners, trying to have that work-life balance, it's going to be chock full of wonderful information to empower and elevate. And I saw this in an e-blast from the Havasu Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership, so I can't help myself. Okay?
That looks like a fun event.
They're having their Chowder Fest, and they announced the date February 28th next year from 12 p.m. until 6 p.m., and they're looking for sponsors and early VIP, VIP tickets and stuff. So you can contact Becky Goldberg, but for additional information, just reach out to the Chamber, and we'll give you that contact information.
Is that the Foundation for Educational Leadership?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think you said that.
CFEL, for short, they are the ones that are responsible for the internship program.
There's stuff going on behind the scenes. Yeah. I just got to clarify here on the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So they are the nonprofit, I don't want to call it an arm of the chamber because technically they're separate, but they are the Chamber Foundation for Education and Leadership, and they're helping out with that talent pipeline.
Sure.
We're trying to keep our youth here. They go through school here, and oftentimes they up and leave, and we want them to stay here and
You've already done the investment, you know, in the community with them. So right. Bring them back.
Bring them back.
It's like when they're teachers, you know, or they go to study to be teachers or whatever they're studying to be mm-hmm. in college. Please come back.
Come back.
Yes.
Enrich our community.
Nobody has ownership like a former resident that grew up here.
Seriously.
Right?
That
you're
That's exactly
you're more or less
right.
a pioneer if you grew up here.
Right.
Because in 20, 30, 40 years, you're going to be a pioneer.
Absolutely. I know our community is still very young
right.
when you think about it.
Yes.
But with all the great work that's happening with Go Lake Havasu and the Partnership for Economic Development and all the work that you guys do, mm-hmm. you know, the collaborative media partners and everything, it's like we're doing our part to raise awareness about our awesome community and bring in additional businesses and, you know.
You mentioned the Desert Bash.
Uh-huh.
There's an event called the Desert Tromp. It's basically the same thing, and it used to be for the Boys and Girls Clubs of the Colorado River.
Okay.
It was this past Saturday, but now it benefits the Golden Shores Fire Department.
Oh.
We used to play. You always come out to see the band when we're at Hangar 24,
yeah.
which is a Saturday, by the way.
And oh, this Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
we'll
I go from Tucson to the Hangar. I don't even know if I'm going to stop at home first.
I know. You're going to have to go straight from Tucson
right.
straight to Hangar.
Right. But anyway, if you're familiar, folks, with the Desert Tromp, then the Desert Bash is basically the same. It's not the same event, but it's a similar event run the same way. But and you have the band at night
uh-huh.
and that sort of thing. And there's tickets still available. That's my point.
Yeah, I mean, we sell out every year, but there are still tickets for riders available.
Because you could bring them in, you know, a side-by-side from anywhere.
Oh, yeah, from anywhere.
The Havasu yeah. Area Chamber of Commerce.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
Did you have any more?
In terms of events, no, but I did want to give a shout-out to Iron Wolf. They partnered with us to do a Top Tracer group event for our Chamber Hospitality.
Oh, Iron Wolf
Industry
Golf.
Alliance. Yeah,
gotcha.
Iron Wolf on the north side. They have a Top Tracer driving range.
Oh.
So much fun on Monday night. So
I bet.
Thank you so much to Iron Wolf for making that happen for us. And thank you to our Hospitality Industry Alliance partners that came out. And I also wanted to give a shout out to Jarrett. I'm drawing a blank on his last name right now. I'm sorry. Oh, Jarrett Ports. Okay, so Jarrett Ports. Allowed us to use their community room up on the north side to do a chamber, Colorado River Chamber Alliance meeting mm-hmm. this week, bringing in other chambers from the, you know, broader region. And that was amazing to be there. They're doing great work up on the north side. So you guys get shopping up there. Holidays are coming. You know, let's give some love to the north side.
So we're doing one segment, you and I, by the way. And then we're going to take a break and we're going to bring Ashley on.
So I got to wrap
sure
it up, in other words.
I wasn't sure if I mentioned that to you, but did we talk about the home show yet?
We, home show was awesome. So we had it down at Windsor 4, and it was our kickoff event for our annual event season, mm-hmm. and it was wonderful. Thank you to all of our businesses that had booths there and got to make new connections. It was awesome, and the weather was perfect.
It was perfect. It really was. No, we still have some time. She's not in the green room yet. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. Okay, because the last thing I want to do is give a shout out to the Chamber's newest members, because without our members, really, you know, we're just, what's the point? Okay, we're here to
exactly.
have business partners and help to elevate, you know, bring up all those boats, so to speak. So
without that group of businesses, there is not much to celebrate.
Yeah, we're here to support our local businesses. But I want to welcome and give a public thank you to Cindy Joseph, which is C.J. Myers, Associate Attorney. I also want to say thank you to one of our newest investor-level members, Arizona VIP Plumbing. They did an upgrade. We also want to thank HelpSide, who is another investor-level member. Help a Neighbor Out. They are working on their nonprofit status right now, but, guys, I expect really big things from them when they finally get their nonprofit official status. Also, Plymore Plumbing, also an investor-level member. We also want to thank Big Sky Fishing Charters, Bob's Cabinets and More, who, by the way, not only are they a new chamber member, but they're also a new Building Industry Alliance member.
They should be.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good
custom
fit.
Custom cabinets. Mm-hmm. We also want to thank another investor-level member, Ambient Edge Heating, Cooling, Plumbing, and Refrigeration. And Herbs Herbs on Main Street.
Yay.
On McCulloch. Thank you for joining us, Herbs Herbs. Also, River Ridge Builders, also now a member of the CBIA, Chamber Building Industry Alliance, and Digital Imaging Solutions, a new advocate level member along with, I forgot to say that Herbs Herbs is an advocate level and so is River Ridge Builders. I also want to give a shout out to some of our new Chamber Building Industry Alliance members, which is DeZuro's Custom Cabinets, became a building industry partner. And I already mentioned Arizona VIP Plumbing, Bob's Cabinets and More, and River Ridge Builders.
Nice.
So thank you so much to all of you for being our newest members in October. We love you so much, and we're here to support.
We need to come up with a – well, we have the acronym for the Building Alliance.
Uh-huh.
Building Industry Alliance. We need to call it, like, CBIA or something like that.
I know. It used
like
to be
CBIA
called –
like, CBIA, only CBIA. Right? I'm just thinking something easy.
Something easy. I know.
Well, it used to be CRIBA, but now it's CBIA.
CBIA. Yeah.
Or, no, C, like a C.
Yeah.
BIA.
BIA.
Yeah.
CBIA.
CBIA.
We're going to ponder that one.
We'll see if it sticks.
But there's also the...
Andrea's good at that stuff.
There's also the Chamber Hospitality Industry Alliance, which is CHIA. You know?
Nice. Like CHIA. Nice. I like it. That's my hairstyle.
Yeah, you're letting your hair grow a little long, I noticed.
Not by choice. I just haven't had time to call my person.
Ah, your
call
person.
Call my girl.
That's so great.
Yeah. All right, I'm gonna take a break. I've been, you know, you like classic rock, so I'm like, yes, I can
I
play
do.
This.
I
I've been on the
rock.
Biggest Babies kick.
Oh, nice.
John Waite
okay.
and the Babies.
Yeah.
Just been on the biggest Babies kick lately.
What's your favorite Baby
why.
Song? Because I think my favorite one is Baby. Isn't it called Baby?
I don't know.
Or what? Or is when I say
probably Midnight Rendezvous would be mine.
Oh, Midnight Rendezvous.
It rocks.
Wait, that's the Babies?
Yes.
I thought that was that other
you
band.
Wouldn't believe the songs. That, yeah, Midnight Rendezvous, Every Time I Think of You, Back on My Feet Again, Turn and Walk Away, and this one, Isn't It Time?
Oh, my gosh.
They're like the... There was what was that band that did Eye of the Tiger, you know?
Oh.
You go to their concert and there's like 15 songs that that's them?
Yeah. Wow,
yeah.
Didn't know. I'm like, wait, that wasn't Damn Yankees and it wasn't When I See You Smile?
That's John Waite.
John Waite solo.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because he's been in a number of bands.
Right.
Yeah.
But we got to make way for Ashley Wood.
She's
skiing into your wake right now.
All right. Well, I'll be sure to make way for her.
A lake euphemism, right?
Right?
Always good to have you, Michelle. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Paul. Happy holidays, and I'll see you in January.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. That's how I say it.
Merry Christmas.
Michelle Happy Ford is the Membership Investment Manager for the Lake Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce. Always good to have her in the studio. And back with more in a moment. Hopefully, Ashley is here. We shall see. And it's all Girls' Day today, so I'm like really feeling like the, feeling like a guy, you know? I got to be the guy in the room. All right, there's Ashley. She's here. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out, 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or you can text your question in at 928-727-5566. And Ashley is definitely here. Back with more. She's got something that says Arizona Lottery on it. Ooh, does that mean she brought me money? Back with more in a moment. Stay with us. Got a feeling that that might be in my future, this song.
I think it is.
Playing and singing it. So, it's got a really good, it's just, it there's no keyboards and all that fluff to it, you know? It's good stuff.
I love it.
I like it. That's Ashley Wood.
Got good energy.
You're the CEO, right?
I am.
I thought so. Because you came back, and nobody wants to come back as the executive director. You got to be the CEO.
It just sounds so official.
Chief Executive Officer for the River Cities United Way and Speak Out, brought to you in part by Just Meats, All the Cuts All the Time, also Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Springberg Wealth Management, Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road, and A&B Propane. Can you believe it?
Love it. They're a great lineup.
They're on board. ABPropaneAZ.com. We love it. Exactly. And Ashley from River Cities United Way, we're doing a drawing today.
I have to do extra work. Oh, I know, but it's absolutely going to be awesome. So River Cities United Way has been fast and furious in many businesses over the last several months, specifically to really promote campaign season, which campaign season's all year now for us. But also, we had received a donation of $100 and scratcher tickets from the Arizona Lottery. And they do this to support local charities, and you can ask once a year. So we are so grateful. Thank you, Arizona Lottery, for supporting us with our fundraising efforts. With that, what we did was we encouraged campaigns to participate over October and November, all the way through today, and continue, because I'm always looking for new ways to make this fun, but to participate in their campaign and encourage the employees to give their pledge forms at the presentation. From that, we had 149 donors that participated and gave the day their presentation was scheduled. So thank you to all of those campaigns.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a lot of donors.
Oh, my gosh. And that's just the ones that turned in and handed a paper form that day. So we had a lot of online donors. We have campaigns that are still going on, so their forms haven't had a chance to get turned in. And we thank everybody, because those campaigns are what makes those local organizations as well as our programs thrive. So with that being said, 149 donors, that's $3,129. Why that number is important to me is with that SNAP FUPA that's been going on lately, I'll call it that, and all the concern with people in accessing their food benefits, River Cities United Way, I'm going to do a challenge now, not just to the donors in participating and turning their pledge forms in, but local civic groups throughout Mojave County. And also, actually, any interested individual or group that would like to do a matching challenge fundraising campaign with us. So I've got that 3,129, but I definitely would love to do so much more. So I'm challenging the local civic groups to do a dollar-for-dollar match with us, so that we can secure food and gas cards for the holidays to help out and support the local food pantries and programs here in Mojave County. So definitely hit me up at River Cities United Way, 928-855-6333. And this is Ashley. And I would love to try to raise money with you and advocate for our community. So let's get over to the fun stuff.
Yeah.
I know.
I get to do a drawing next week, too.
Ooh, what are you drawing?
During the Real Estate Power Hour. The PACE drawing.
Yeah.
You know, for the Patriotic Americans for Constitutional Education.
Love it.
They're going to be in the studio during the Real Estate Power Hour, the last, very last part.
How fun.
I know. I think so, too. Chad loves that.
So
Bobby and Chad, they love that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You've got to, I mean, it's what people are so generous, and we appreciate everybody, but why not have a little bit of fun with it?
Exactly.
So let's draw two names. We have the, we split those raffle or those scratcher tickets, and keep in mind, all donors will need to be 21 and over, provide identification, just make sure we're legit. We have two $50 scratcher bundles that we'll be giving away today.
You didn't lose your ID.
Yeah.
First one, should I read it?
Yeah, yes. Get included in this. This will be fun.
Joshua Argueta?
Argueta? Yeah, from Sterilite here in Lake Havasu City. Well, I feel like I know everybody. I've been doing this 19 years.
Right? That's funny.
So, Joshua, congratulations. We will make sure we get your tickets over to Sterilite, too, or coordinate for you to be able to collect those.
I'm not holding on to a ticket. I am, like, running my fingers through the tickets.
Ooh.
It's the same name. No kidding. Eric Curley.
Eric Curley.
Eric.
Okay.
Not Hurley, but Curley. My hair.
I'm excited. My enthusiasm comes from, as I mentioned, 149 donors. That was from Dot Foods predominantly, Sterilite, and then also Unisource. So these were campaigns run in Kingman, Lake Havasu, and in Bullhead City. So thank you to all of our donors. We had a bunch of other campaigns go on too, as I mentioned, that were done electronically. Eric Curley's with Dot Foods. And then we've got Joshua Argueta, with Sterilite here in Lake Havasu. So thank you to our campaigns that are running, and then also our donors for helping us raise that money.
So I'm familiar with the campaign, but because I piggybacked with one of the United Way people up in Bullhead City years ago.
Yes.
Are you talking about payroll deduction?
Payroll deduction.
Is that a campaign?
Yeah, the campaign. So employers allow for their employees to do payroll deduction so that they don't have to come up with all the money at one time.
Right.
It is so nice. And not to mention, a lot of these companies, I know for a fact, both Sterilite and Dot Foods does a corporate match also.
Oh.
So every dollar that their donors give, it's matched 100% by their corporate office. So thank you for maximizing even that much more. So it's a way for the business to get involved and to also encourage your employees to decide where their money goes. Keep the money local.
I was going to say, can you actually target that?
Yeah, donor designated is something that so many of our contributors really want to take advantage of, and we appreciate that because if there is no donor designation on the form, it goes to the general fund, and then that allows for our volunteers to act on it year after year based off of what the current needs are.
Right.
But if they're donor designated, those dollars go directly to where our donors ask for the dollars to go.
I'm not sure where we're going topic-wise, but I wanted to talk a little bit about the federal shutdown.
Okay.
Have you been getting a lot of demand during the shutdown?
Absolutely. I know last month we just mentioned it was around 70 clients that just asked for utility assistance because they're familiar that we do that when we have funds available, but also with the food. And on average, I'm getting about 3 to up to 8 calls or people stopping by our office asking for assistance, whether it's guidance to where to go or if it's a direct assistance because they've exhausted.
Now, per day.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's good for the data so that we can advocate for those clients, because if they aren't speaking up, we don't know that they need that help. And that's why, you know, as tough as it can be to hear that, especially if we don't have the funds, it's the real case that we have where we advocate those numbers higher up, and then we can say we need those dollars as a state, as a nation, and as a business.
Kind of like the grant world. You don't get a no if you don't ask.
Exactly. Exactly.
So what else did you have, Ashley?
So I realized this is my last time on the Speak Out after the first of the year.
Oh, it is.
Because we're only every other month, so I guess I want to say thank you.
I'm going to talk to you about that, too, because we're going to rearrange the calendar a little bit.
Okay.
Well, maybe I will keep you on Wednesday.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it yet.
We'll figure this out.
Yes, we will. We always do.
So I just want to say thank you to all of our volunteers. Again, all those campaigns that have continued to run, not just in October and November. We've had some that have run throughout the year. We are putting together all of our documents. We've already got our tax credit flyer ready for 2026, ready to go. I meet with HIAC tomorrow, which is the Havasu Youth Advisory Council.
Good job.
Thank you. And we will be training the students on how to do VITA as well.
Okay.
So that they'll be getting prepared. So that's a new branch out that we're doing. Starting in December, I can't say starting in December. I'm hoping that I can get this going a little quicker, is that we are going to kick off our program called Ride United. Ride United will be offering services through Lyft and specifically Kingman and Lake Havasu City, and it will be done through contracts that we're going to have. So we're putting those programs together, and I'm excited to announce it and go into better detail with you after the first year when we join up again. And so we can talk about what that program looks like to better serve our individuals in the communities. And as you mentioned about SNAP and the government shutdown, Arizona did reissue those funds on November 8th. So there was that gap of a week of no distribution of funds, which really put a lot of people in you know, concern. And
what's the max on that now? Do you know?
That it I'm not 100% on. Okay. I don't do the approval.
Because they load up the cards that, you know, so yeah. It could be 250, 300, I don't know.
Yeah.
Depending on the family size.
Well, and it's amazing. I sat on a call the other day and they were talking about where were they going to pull the funds if that didn't get approved or lifted. And, you know, it's insane to think that in the state of Arizona, the SNAP benefit is $156,000 for the month of November.
Ooh.
Or not $156,000, I'm sorry, $156 million.
Million, right.
Yeah. My
just
apologies.
For 1 month.
My apologies. Yeah. 1 month. And so that's a large amount of money, and so everybody really coming together to work and raise that money, also raise awareness.
Think about that, over 12 months.
Yeah.
That's over $1 billion.
Yeah.
Easily. Yeah. So, all right, that's all we have?
That's the gist of it.
Well, that's a lot.
I know.
Plus, I got to do a drawing.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
Got your money's worth out of me today.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait. I'm hoping that they win big. I really love knowing everybody's winners.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. That's right. You're talking about Havasu?
For the scratcher tickets. I really hope that they're like,
scratchers.
I won with Arizona Lottery and River City United Way.
I got football on the brain. Havasu at Micah Mountain this Friday. Again, 7 p.m. kickoff on KNTR Sports. Or KNTRSports.com will be streaming the game. So, anyway, great to see you, Ashley.
Great to see you, Paul.
And Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, happy holidays,
Merry
all of it.
Yeah,
all
happy
of the
Thanksgiving.
Above.
All right. Take care of yourself this holiday season, all right?
Thank you, everybody.
All right. Back with more in a moment. We've got Kowina Tapscott and Vanessa Leeson coming into the studio. Going to talk Seroptimus stuff, right? It's a grant for women that they're promoting. So, stay with us. We'll be right back on Speak Out. Well, the second time that I saw it, boy, you'd really improve. I was really moved. How I wanted you. I'm knocking at your door. People talking, and they're saying that you're leaving. So unhappy with the way that you've been living. Oh, we always wish for money. We always wish for fame. We think we have the answers. Some things ain't ever gonna change. All right, back on Speak Out, brought to you in part by The Chair, also Mojave College, SamsGuns.com, Solar Power by Esme Electric, Doritas Place, The Lewis Team, Remax, By the Lake, and don't forget, Buy Local, or it's Buy Local, and you can't get more local than these ladies, except there is International in your name, from Seroptimus International of Lake Havasu City, Kowina Tapscott and Vanessa Leeson. Woo! Hey, ladies.
Yay.
Thank you, Paul, for having us.
You're all curly, and I've never seen you in a t-shirt.
Well, I had to wear this Uray t-shirt for
Steve
and Tracy.
Oh, okay.
Uray. We were off-roading, doing the jeeping thing in Uray, Telluride, Silverton. So.
Sounds fun. Sounds lots of fun. And Jim's good?
He's
Jim
great.
Leeson?
He's wonderful.
Is he now?
Yes.
I doubt that.
He is good.
He's got something to complain about. Come on. Anyway, we are here to talk about Seroptimus International of Lake Havasu City. And who is going to start? We were going to save Chowderfest for last, right?
Okay.
Who wants to talk about the first topic?
Oh, I'll give it to Kowina, our Arizona tax credit time.
Yes.
So we are a qualified charitable organization that we can accept Arizona tax credits. And with those monies, we're able to fund more grants for women and girls in our local community. The amount that a person, the maximum amount that an individual can do is $495, and on a joint return, the maximum is $987. So if anyone is interested in doing that, which is a full dollar-for-dollar credit on your tax return, I'd be happy to help them with it. They could either reach out to me, either email me or my phone. My email is kowinatapscott@gmail.com, and my phone number is 602-859-9406. Happy to help with any questions or anything that they might have.
So Kowina is a unique name. You might want to spell that.
That's what I was thinking. it's K O-E-N-A.
Just like it sounds.
And then T as in Tom, mm-hmm. A-P as in Paul, S-C-O-T-T.
Right, and Ralph's good?
Ralph is very good. He's actually down in Baja right now.
I almost forgot to say hi to Ralph. Holy cow. Oh, good. He's in Baja. So the only way to listen.
He's having fun.
He can listen to the archive or on the stream. So that's perfect. So, okay. And then tell us about Seroptimus International. Vanessa?
Seroptimus International is one of the largest service women's organization in the world, and our sole purpose is to help women and girls, and be it mostly through education. That's our big mission. But we also help them through self-esteem seminars. We do a lot of grants and scholarships. We're very big advocates against, of course, domestic violence as well, and just really there to support, especially women who are doing all the work, and they just really need that extra lift up. So we're there to lift them up and to encourage them.
I just queued up a song for that, by the way.
You did?
Yes, I did. Absolutely.
Was it I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar?
No. Okay. It's still by the Babies.
Okay.
It's about being back on your feet. It's about being back on your feet.
Oh, good.
So there you go. All right. So you have events coming up?
We do. We have kicking off actually in December. We have a poker tournament. We've done for it's about the third or fourth year, I believe, for that. And this year it's going to be at Physical Therapy. Something really, really fun and
where
different.
Where is that?
Physical Therapy is on McCulloch. It's right above Dr. Cunning's ear.
Right above Cunningham
Prater. Oh, it's
right
down here.
It's right down the street.
Right by the post office.
Yep.
Right
yep.
across the street.
Like you could almost throw a stone if you're really good at baseball or something.
And Physical Therapy is upstairs.
Upstairs.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't have that kind of arm.
And that will be on December 13th at 11 p.m. $100 buy-in. We'll have a 50-50 raffle. And did I have the date right?
I think that's 11
a.m.
A.m.,
not p.m.
Not p.m.
Yeah, a.m.
That's good.
Yeah, don't show up at p.m. There won't be anybody there. A.m.
Have you been on McCulloch at 11 p.m.? I have.
And you can contact Liz Marr directly at 928-486-3230. It's just a fun afternoon of playing poker, so, and raising some money and mm-hmm. for a good cause.
Where are your meetings, by the way, your general meetings?
We are at Red Robin.
I thought so.
Every Thursday.
Bottomless Fries.
The Bottomless Fries.
On Thursday.
And are you taking new members?
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Please, yes.
Kind of why you're here, huh?
Yeah, yeah. You can contact me directly if you'd like to be a member of Seroptimus, 928-230-1436.
Okay.
Vanessa, yeah, that would be great.
What does membership entail?
Membership is that we try to keep the cost very minimal because we know how expensive the joining organizations can be. But it's really minimal. We don't require your attendance at every meeting. We're very understanding of that with people working. And we're just looking for people who...
Women, though, right?
Could be men or women, actually.
Really?
Can be either.
I didn't realize
we just don't have any men that have been wanting to knock down the door. But
who wouldn't want to knock down the door of Seroptimus
with
all women at the
meeting? I know. It's fantastic.
Well, that is a two-edged sword for those guys who are married. So
yeah.
They know.
So
those of us who aren't married, we don't know.
You don't know.
Yeah,
you don't know.
Exactly.
But it's really minimal, and when you break it down, it's like $19 a month to be a member.
That's
so
not
it's not bad at
Plus
all.
Plus you pay for your meal.
You pay for your own meal.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you eat or don't eat, and then of course we'd want you to be involved in all of our wonderful, whether it be community service activities or events, all the different things, of course, we're involved in. That would be it.
And we also have a lot of fun socials.
Oh, my gosh,
at different
we have so
places.
Many fun socials. Yeah. We
just did guys?
A bingo at
the Foundry
last month. So
you don't want to just yell out bingo, though. You know why, right? That's how you make an old lady really mad. Yell bingo. Seriously.
Well, I won the first two rounds.
She did.
You're
like, oh, my gosh. She was on a roll.
I would yell shenanigans instead of bingo.
And she was sitting right next to the person calling. So it kind of made me our second big event is our golf tournament. We've done this now, too, for several years. Very popular. Lots of fun in that. Saturday, January 24th, 2026. And again, you can call Corina or I, and we can fill you in all the details. Again, my number is 928-230-1436. 1436. Okay. And that's $120 per player, includes the cart. Or if you're a premium member at the golf course, it's $100. And that's at Lake Havasu Golf Club.
Ann Holmgreen, she's our chair for that. And they have a lot of fun games
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Lots of fun stuff.
There's a shotgun start at 9 a.m. and
contagion things.
All kinds of stuff.
I was a little surprised, back to the tax credits, that it was at $490 now?
Yeah.
It went
they
up
have
again.
Been going up and up and up. And just to give you a little secret, where this year's 2025 is at $495. In 2026, it's going to be $506, and then the joint, where now it's $987, it's going to hit over $1,000.
Oh,
it's going to be $1,009 for joint returns in 2026.
And that's for a what do you call that? It's a
Arizona tax credit.
But it's a something nonprofit tax credit.
We are a qualified charitable organization, being a 501c3, and we did the whole application process to be able to do that.
The QCO, I think they call it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And we're so excited to say that we raised over $30,000 last year between that and
tax
then our
credits?
Different – no, not just tax credits, but through all of our fundraising.
Nice.
And we were able to give that right back to
– We did?
We gave it right back to the ladies.
We did about $19,000 in tax credits.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was
That's
fantastic.
Insane.
And I'm in the process, as we speak, of getting a QR code and a link on our website to be able to pay those.
Well, look at you, Miss Technology. Holy cow. And then, of course, Chowderfest is yours.
Oh, yes. Between Seafell and Seroptimus, we make it happen.
You want to mention the date?
Yes, the date is Saturday, February 28th, 12 to 6 p.m., early VIP entrance, 11 a.m. This year, you have to be 21 and older to attend. VIP is $75, $80 at the gate, general admission $30, and then $35 at the gate.
Well, we've got someone coming in to talk about that anyway in the month of February, I
believe.
Wonderful.
So.
All right, I'm going to take this right up to the top of the hour. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. Ladies, thanks for being
here. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Again, Kawina Tapscott and Vanessa Leeson. Thanks.
Appreciate it.
Call us.
Thank you.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow on Speak Out.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.